Evolution of the UVLF from Z approximately 15 to Z approximately 8 using new JWST-NIR CAM medium band observations over the HUDF, XDF, by Richard J. Bouwens et al. Here we present the first constraints on the prevalence of Z greater than 10 galaxies in the Hubble Ultra Deep Field, HUDF, leveraging new NIR CAM medium band observations taken with JWST. These NIR CAM observations probe redward of 1.6 microns, beyond the wavelength limit of HST, allowing us to search for galaxies to Z greater than 10. These observations indicate that the highest redshift candidate identified over the HUDF with HST, UDF J39546284, has a redshift of Z equals 12.0 plus or minus 0.1, as had been suggested in multiple analyses of the HUDF-12, XDF data. This source thus appears to be the most distant galaxy discovered by HST in its more than 30 years of operation. Additionally, we identify 9 other Z8 to 13 candidate galaxies over the HUDF, 2 of which are entirely new discoveries and appear to lie at Z11 and Z12. We use these results to characterize the evolution of the UV luminosity function, LF, from Z15 to Z8.7. While our LF results at Z8.7 and Z10.5 are consistent with previous findings over the HUDF, our new LF estimates at Z12.6 are substantially higher than other results in the literature, potentially pointing to a milder evolution in the UV luminosity density from Z12.6. We emphasize that our LF results are uncertain given the small number of sources in our Z12.6 selection and limited volume probed. The new NIR CAM data also indicate that the faint Z8 to 13 galaxies in the HUDF-XDF show very blue UV continuum slopes beta minus 2.7, high specific star formation rates 24.5 giga-years minus 1, and high U-1300A, OIII, plus H-beta emission, with two Z8.5 sources showing OIII, plus H-beta EWs of 2300 angstroms. This was Evolution of the UVLF from Z approximately 15 to Z approximately 8 using new JWST and IR CAM medium band observations over the HUDF, XDF, by Richard J. Bouwens et al.